With January entering the rearview mirror, the House unveiled a strategy for developing budget bills this year, while the Senate redoubled its focus on schools with two major bills on education moving out of committee, all part of the fourth week of the 2026 legislative session. The state's next two-year spending plan is looming large on the horizon, like all 60-day sessions, and lawmakers are preparing for more in-depth deliberations in the weeks ahead. Budget bills start in the House, and House Budget Chair Jason Petrie filed a series of bills that will frame spending plans for the executive, legislative, and judicial branches, along with the state transportation cabinet, over the 2026-28 biennium. Chairman Petrie described the measures as bare-bones operational budgets that will allow budget subcommittees to take a more active role in vetting funding requests from state agencies and others. In the Senate, much of the floor action centered on school communications. Senate Bill 181 seeks to clarify and improve an existing law adopted last year that was designed to prevent unauthorized communication between students and school personnel. It cleared a floor vote without opposition and now heads to the House. The Senate Education Committee also took up two measures that the Senate majority has identified as priority education bills for the year, Senate Bill 1 and Senate Bill 3. Senate Bill 1 would create more defined lanes of responsibility for superintendents and boards of education in large, complex school districts. Meanwhile, Senate Bill 3 seeks to enhance financial transparency within school districts. It calls on school districts to publish financial documents online and establishes new timelines and procedures for adopting budgets, presenting information at public meetings, and reporting on finances. Both bills now head to the Senate floor. Lawmakers are scheduled to reconvene on Monday for day 19 of the 2026 legislative session. Reporting from the State Capitol in Frankfort, I'm Keith West.